Today we show you how to build a man's bed.
We'll be using materials to make a man feel all warm and toasty inside. Cold, hard steel.
That's right, and we'll be cutting that steel with the Binford 6100 chop saw.
She's a beauty, isn't she? 14-inch cutoff blade. Now make sure your steel is fastened down real securely. Use a smooth pull, makes for a smooth cut. Now this is the steel we're using for headboards and frame rails.
And this is the backup steel for when Tim screws up.
A little faith, Al.
All right, well, here are the two equal side rails Tim cut. Luckily, I cut some side rails earlier.
Now we gotta weld our flanges to our frame rails. I love welding. You might say, I carry a torch for it. All right, we finished our bed frame. Now we're gonna attach it to the headboard.
And to form our design, we'll be using the Binford 6100 bender.
Al, do you suppose they call this a bender because it's been out partying all weekend long?
Party! Ow! Ow!
I don't think so, Tim. A bender allows us to form our headboard into any manly pattern that we choose.
A moose, a beer mug, jockstrap. A moose holding a beer mug, wearing a jockstrap.
We've chosen...
Doesn't matter what we've chosen. Let's face it, men. No matter what design we put on the bed, once your wife gets hold of it, it will look like this. Men, it's time we fight back. We've got a de-frill, de-lace, de-frou-frou, de-bedroom.
That's why next time on Tool Time, we'll show you how a man designs his sleeping quarters and why it's called...
The Master Bedroom.
I was at the mall. I picked up some shirts for you. See if you like them.
I don't like them.
You haven't even looked at them.
Hate it. Hate it. Really hate it.
I don't care what anybody says, you're still my son.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi, Dad.
Hey, honey.
What is that smile about?
Mm-hmm.
Are you planning something sexy for us tonight, or have you been welding?
I've been welding.
I'm okay, Dad.
Hi, sweetie. How's your day?
Unbelievably excellent.
You were welding?
Nope. I got an A on my English test.
All right.
That's great. Yeah. I told you you could do it.
I'm real proud of you. See, all your hard work pays off. This is a second A. This is really good news.
Yeah, last year the only A I got stood for absence.
Yeah.
Hey, Randy.
Hi, Randy. You're a little late.
Yeah, I got kept after school for detention.
You?
Mr. Moreno wants to see you guys about it.
Mr. Moreno?
Yeah, he's that science teacher. Remember, we met him at the open house.
What'd he say?
None of your business.
He's also my guidance counselor. He says I've been goofing off in class.
Randy, this isn't like you at all. What's going on?
Nothing.
Bad answer. I would have gone with it. It wasn't my fault. It was the kid next to me.
That never worked for me. I was the kid next to me.
Randy, teachers don't give detention for nothing.
Actually, they do. It's a new program. Just started.
Oh. Randy...
Look, what's the big deal? Brad gets detention all the time.
I'm not getting detention anymore. I just got my second straight A in English, of mice and men.
Finally teaching pest control in school. That's good.
I remember this smell. Formaldehyde and frog guts.
I love frog guts. How about you? Would you look at the size of the liver on this guy? I hope he had a designated driver.
I can't believe you're not more worried about Randy.
Would you relax? It's the first time you've been called in. When I was his age, my mom was at school so much I thought she was an eighth grader with a station wagon.
My parents first got called in seventh grade. Mrs. Mnuchin, home ec. She gave me a D in casseroles.
So the problem goes back that far?
Mrs. Taylor.
Oh, hi.
Good to see you again.
Nice to see you again.
Mr. Taylor, thanks for coming in.
I'd say thanks for having us, but that's probably not what most parents say at this point.
You would be the first. Please, sit down.
I must admit, we were a little surprised to be called in for Randy. He's never been in trouble before.
Well, we feel the reason Randy's having problems in class is that he's so bright. He's always ahead of the other students.
Well, what are we doing here? Shouldn't be talking to the parents of the dumb kids?
What's happening is that Randy finishes his work so quickly that he gets bored and becomes disruptive.
What should we do about it?
We have a program where we send a few of our exceptional students to the high school for certain classes.
Are you saying we should send Randy to a high school science class?
And a math class. He's way ahead there, too.
Wow! I hadn't realized he was that advanced.
Well, it's not that surprising. His dad skipped intermediate shop, went right to advanced metal.
Ah, you were a shop prodigy.
Well, let's just say I was metallurgically well endowed.
Excuse me. Can we get back to Randy?
Well, all in all, I think it would be great for Randy, don't you?
Yeah, but what about Brad? We already have a son in the ninth grade. I'm not sure how he's going to react to having his younger brother move up into the same grade.
Well, he said it was just two classes, science and math.
And we'd make sure they weren't in any of the same classes.
Well, obviously, this is a big decision. We should give it a lot of thought.
Yeah, we should. Let's do it.
I shouldn't make any decisions until you see how Randy feels. Okay. Talk it over with him and give me a call.
Okay, we will. Thank you.
You bet. My pleasure.
Thanks for your time.
You bet. My pleasure. After you.
No, please. Just asked him one question, and he spilled his guts.
I can't believe it. Mom and Dad are still at that teacher's conference. I'm dead.
As someone who's been through this many times, can I give you a little advice?
Shoot.
All right. As soon as Mom and Dad walk through that door, you gotta say, "I'm sorry." You know, like you really mean it.
All right, how's this? I'm sorry.
Nope, not buying it.
Hi, Randy. Hi, Brad.
Hey, guys.
I'm sorry.
Not buying it. It's okay, Randy. You're not in as much trouble as we thought.
No, your teacher feels that you're goofing off because you're not being challenged. So they want to move you to high school for two subjects, science and math.
Really?
He's going to be in my grade?
Just for two subjects, they won't be in your classes.
Are you okay with that?
I don't know. Why should I care?
Hey, that's the spirit.
So, Randy, this is a big decision. I think you're going to have to take some time and think about it.
You're right. Let's do it.
Randy, these kids are going to be a lot bigger than you are.
Mom, the kids are always bigger than me.
You Gotta love this guy's spirit. Always a positive thinker, huh?
Ow. What's in your pocket?
Oh. Pancreas.
Actually, that's a colon. Man, this is unbelievable. I think I'm in the worst trouble of my life, and I'm actually going to high school. I'm gonna go tell Jeremy.
Well, I guess it's settled. I'm gonna call the school and see if I can catch Mr. Marino.
If you can find him, let him know that...
Yeah, I know. The colon's in the mail.
Can I talk to you for a second?
Sure, Dad.
If Randy makes this move to high school, I'd really like you to, you know, look out for him, make sure people don't push him around.
Sure, Randy, you'll do fine.
Okay. All right.
You know, Dad, I had a pretty cool day at school, too.
Yeah, what happened?
I went to classes, had a great lunch, went to a few more classes, and eventually I came home.
So, all in all, we all had a great day.
Yeah. Real great.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Benford 6100 Man's Bedroom. Yeah, this is no babe's boudoir.
No honey's hideaway.
No wench's way station. Men, you've had lace in your face for far too long. Now it's time to come home to chrome.
That's why we built the man's bedroom, so he feels as comfortable here as he does in his neighborhood bar.
As a matter of fact, in the man's bedroom, we have the neighborhood bar. Well, Milton, how's business?
Slow. What'll it be?
Ooh, a perfect Manhattan for me and a Shirley Temple for Al. Well, Milton's mixing my highball. Let's take a look at the carpet, shall we?
Marv, if you want to come in here, we have 100% AstroTurf. It's good for Saturday golf and Monday night football. Milton, I'm open.
Ooh. Looks like it's going to be my day. Let's take a look at the nightstands. On my side, a mesquite barbecue grill. On your side,
you have a phone, place for your beer, and a virtual reality system.
This way, when your wife's reading about Fabio, you could be racing Indy with Mario. In this case, guys, a fast finishing bed is not a bad thing. And if you do make your wife happy, she's got the little red button. Press this. Thank you, honey. I do what I can.
Now I'd like to show everyone my favorite part of the man's bedroom, the man's closet. Most men don't like to take the time to coordinate their clothes.
But in the man's closet, all the work is done for you. Shirts, ties, and pants are on rotating drums.
You just push the button for the appropriate occasion.
I'm going to my mother-in-law's for dinner. My wife's nagging me about looking nice, so I press nag one.
Nice ensemble, Jim.
Thank you, Al. Now let's get to the problem of making that man's bed.
That's right. After a man slept in it, it might look something like this.
Al, who wants to waste time with hospital corners and fluffing up sheets? You just press a button and the man's bed becomes...
Table.
Of course, we're gonna need some cues, Al.
Okay, Randy. Let's hear it. How was your first day in high school?
Great. Except for the guy who asked me if I wanted a phone book to sit on.
Did you tell the teacher?
Was a teacher. No, but it's cool. It doesn't mind if you call him Baldy.
We had a teacher we called Baldy. She minded.
Well, I finished my math and I'm done with my homework.
Already? Wow, you're doing really well.
Oh, I'm done too.
You too? Good for you. Well, I guess I got a couple of smart guys here. Listen, I gotta go to the mall.
Can I come with you?
Sure. You wanna come, Brad?
No, I can't. I have to return a call to Angela.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Hey, Wilson.
Well, hi-ho, Tim.
Going skiing?
Mm-hmm. I don't know if I told you I'm a bi-athlete.
Hey, whatever you do behind closed doors is your business.
Well, actually, we do it outside.
Huh?
You see, Tim, the biathlon is a combination of cross-country skiing and target shooting. I would have invited you along, but I figured you were quite busy.
Oh, has it ever been a busy week? Mm. Brad is becoming a really good student. Randy's so exceptional, they're moving him up two classes.
Whoa.
And more importantly, I built a really cool man's bedroom.
Hey, Wilson.
Hey, Brad.
Tim, I just got a call from the school about Brad.
Another A?
No. They said he flunked his last two tests and he hasn't been turning in his homework.
Now, what's that all about? He's been doing so well.
Well, you know what's going on, don't you?
Well, it doesn't take a genius to figure it out, no. You can't concentrate because all the other kids are asking about the man's bedroom. Well, what's your theory?
Brad's problems began when Randy started going to the same school.
See, I would tend to concur with Jill's theory.
He's been working so hard, and then Randy just swoops in and outshines him. Mm. It's awful. Brad was starting to feel so good about himself.
Well, I don't want him to compete with Randy and getting discouraged.
Well, what are we going to do?
Well, maybe you could remind Brad of the famous Hindustan proverb. True nobility lies not in being superior to another man, but in being superior to one's previous self.
Ooh.
Oh, that's so perfect.
Like it.
Oh.
Where do you keep coming up with these things?
Oh, neighbor. I've spent my entire life studying the wisdom of intelligent thinkers and philosophers. However, this one I read in a fortune cookie.
Well... thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Brad, we got a call from your school.
You did?
They say you're not turning in your homework. Your grades have been slipping.
So, things are back to normal.
What are you talking about? Up until last week, you're having the best year ever.
Brad, does this have anything to do with Randy going to your school?
No.
Does this have anything to do with the man's bedroom?
There's got to be some reason that you stopped trying and you were becoming such a good student.
Randy's the good student.
You're both good students, Brad.
He finishes his homework before I can even put my name on mine.
This is not about who finishes first. It's about getting the work done and absorbing what you've learned.
Yeah? Well, he's better at that, too. Everything comes easier to him.
Honey, you shouldn't compare yourself to Randy or anybody else.
That's right. This famous man, Hindustan... he never compared himself to his brother Hindu Bob.
Hindu Bob? Look. Honey, you should take pride in how hard you've worked and how much you've improved.
School's hard for me, Mom.
I know. Brad, your best quality has always been that you don't give up when things get difficult. I remember when you were a baby and you first started eating solid food, spoon never got anywhere near your mouth, you had applesauce all over your hair.
Peas in your nose, which wasn't very attractive because you sneezed a lot then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But the important thing was you wouldn't let us help you. You had to do it till you could do it yourself. Yeah. Or when you first started learning how to ride a bike.
I remember the bike I built for you, the Stingray, that small chassis thing. We did the metal flake paint job on that. Yeah. We had a banana seat on that, had a heated seat in that. We had a coil run through that.
The point that your father will eventually get to is that no matter how many times you fell, you wouldn't let us hold onto the bike. You were determined to do it yourself.
I'm a genius. I taught myself how to eat and ride a bike.
You also taught yourself how to get A's in school. And you were very proud of yourself about that, weren't you?
Yeah, but I had to bust my butt.
Hey, when I was in school, English was my worst subject.
I thought it was history.
Well, history and English.
What about Spanish?
Put a El Corco in it, senorita, all right? The worst part about English to me was creative writing. We had to express all these great ideas I had. And it was really hard for me. But I worked at it, and I worked it out, and I got better grades, and I felt great because of that.
Yeah, I've got to admit, getting those A's felt pretty good.
The greatest accomplishments in your life are going to be the things that you really have to work hard for.
Guess you're right.
Of course she's right. Look at me. I was finally able to express my ideas, and one of them eventually became the man's bedroom.
Hey.
Hey, Randy.
Could one of you pick me up after school tomorrow?
Yeah, high school or junior high school?
Junior high school, but then you have to take me to the high school.
Mm. Extracurricular activity?
Uh-huh, detention.
You're getting detention in high school now?
It wasn't my fault.
Well, whose fault was it?
Look, I was trying to concentrate on my work, and all these kids kept on bugging me about the man's bedroom.
Really?
In your dreams, Pop.